Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
And a Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we go so in depth on the stories that we report, which is why sometimes we report things twice.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
And sometimes we just forgot that we actually reported it the first time. We welcome all of you Hank Facebook live streamers. Hey, Hanksters. Well, the Winter Olympic Games are a week away. And 30% of people asked don't care.
Oh, all right. Not everyone can be the sports director. You know what I mean?
Yeah, do you have our passes for, I do believe... It is Milan this year, is that correct?
It's Milan, and it's going to be...
Which I believe is in Italy.
Winter. The Winter Olympics.
During the winter time?
Uh-huh.
See?
Luge game strong.
We are team coverage for the Winter Olympiad.
Time to talk about
just like the storm.
You're going to do great on that triple lutz this year. You're going to nail it.
I like the Winter Olympics a lot more than the Summer Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. I always have.
Playing favorites.
I think it's just the fact that it's a bit more dangerous, I think, the whole thing. Kind of amps it up. But the opening ceremonies will be next Friday. And this is going to be tough for NBC because they also have the Super Bowl happening next weekend.
That's more sports.
So, yeah, they're going to just sports it up. And Mike Tirico will be everywhere. So, catch Olympic fever, everybody. Or... World Cup fever, if that doesn't get you. Just maybe not Scarlet Fever, but one of the fevers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Cowbell.
So life is tough when you don't have your friends by your side, but one man taken in to his own hands, taking the bull by the horns. And unfortunately, the guy he really wanted to free was Luigi Mangione. The man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Anderson, popping into the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York, claiming that I'm an FBI agent with orders to release a prisoner. I've also got this bag full of guns and weapons because I'm an FBI agent. That was not a bag of weapons. That was... some plastic forks and a pizza cutter.
Oh,
so
okay.
It didn't make him any bit more legitimate.
It's a bit on brand, though, bringing a pizza cutter. I'm just saying.
Luigi, so far, not implicated in any of this. So if you need things to get weird, we're your people.
What's the guy's name?
Brian Anderson.
It's not who I would have guessed that would have tried to free Luigi.
It's-a me, Mario.
The pizza cutter checks out.
I know.
Okay?
I mean, I'm not going anywhere without pizza.
It's-a me.
No way.
In other Olympic and crime news. Yes, tied together. Ripped from the headlines, because it is one. North Texan, U.S. Olympic gold medalist, Sha'Carri Richardson. She's the sprinter.
Oh, yeah.
She was arrested. Yet again, she was arrested last August, if you remember. Very weird incident in the airport with her and her boyfriend, and they just kind of all sloughed it off. Well, she was pulled over in Florida for driving 104 miles an hour.
Oh, boy.
And dangerously, quote, passing other motorists on the highway. So it's just another one on her list. Well, I mean, she is a sprinter. What do you expect? I mean, she's going to go fast, Danny.
Going slow isn't
gonna go
her
fast.
Thing.
No on way. The bright side on sports, Dallas Mavericks. Cooper Flagg, our wunderkind, 19-year-old, became the first teenager to score 49 points in an NBA game. And that 45 points since 1980 when Cliff Robertson did it back for the New Jersey Nets. But I'm sure we all knew that. So Cooper Flagg, go get him. By the way, the Mavs not doing that great. They're 12th in the Western Conference. But,
so it was
Cooper Flagg.
Go Cooper. Yeah. It was a whopper of a time at the Kennedy Center last night when some big name folks came out to see Melania. Now that is the new flick that focuses around our First Lady. It is only in theaters for the time being. She's saying it is not a documentary.
Mm.
It is a film. She wants the public to know what it's like going from being a private citizen to a public figure.
Right.
20 days before the Don's inauguration last year, and a lot of people came out. Dr. Phil, Don Jr., her son Barron, and Mr. Trump's biggest fan. That would be Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Yeah, who, they're in cahoots as of
they're
late.
Besties now, kind of like me and Maddie Parker.
Well, yeah. one of those may be more true than the other.
She even got one of those gold Trump cards because originally from Trinidad.
There you go.
We're all getting the things verified.
Was Trump there? Was he at the
screen? Of course he was there.
All right. Because also in theaters is the movie Send Help. And I just figured that maybe he
MAGA
in the middle of the movie right there. You know, so you have to do things for your spouse sometimes.
Hello.
Happy birthday. By the way, also speaking of, a Chia Pet movie is in the works. It's probably going to be really dumb at first, but it's probably going to grow on you. Netflix has a new dating show called The Age of Attraction. Where contestants don't know each other's ages. And the ages will range, producers say, from 22 to 59. And they're implicating that things could get weird and creepy. But contestants are told to not disclose their accurate age. They can lie about it while on the dating show, which is exactly like actual dating. So I don't know why this is going to be...
it's a me.
I don't know.
Sponsored by Botox.
Mm-hmm.
We all do embarrassing and surprising things at work from time to time. But this one genuinely takes the cake. The honor goes to Amethyst Bloomberg, who was doing her thing at FedEx in Des Moines, Iowa. She was ready to go home after an overnight shift. Ran to the restroom right quick. And she got a big shock.
Oh.
She could not get off the toilet.
Oh.
Quickly called for help.
Sure.
And boom, that happened at 8:29 in the morning.
Mario shows up.
Four minutes later. Was a different boy, a bouncing baby boy.
How about that?
By the name of Onyx King. Says she had no idea I was pregnant. No symptoms, even lost weight in that condition. And now a happy mom. It's baby number two.
Well, congratulations to her and to all the people that hate her right now for losing weight during her pregnancy and not knowing.
Or her poor coworkers who is, I really want to go home. I didn't want to clean any of this.
Speaking of a birth, U.S. life expectancy rose to 79 years old. So congratulations, everybody.
Look at us.
Just young enough to be president. And then on the flip side, unfortunately, hear about these Amazon, FedEx, UPS now doing all these layoffs. Home Depot is the latest. Home Depot has now laid off 800 workers. And did come as a shock. They didn't know this was going to come. But Home Depot, they would have done it sooner, but they couldn't find anybody in the store to lay off.
Waking up with you, Texas.
They're all in
it's
the back.
KB and Heather Lee.
So the one with the belts.